Welcome to Shomach Shava on the Daf. Your sponsor, Lunishvaz Am Yakashom, Leabas Yitzchok. We're holding one Metziah Daf Samichei. The Gemara in Amud Aleph explains that the reason why someone who gives a discount on a rental, on a schirus, the reason why it's fine, it's not considered to be ribis, is because the rule is schirus eino mishtalemes ela basoif. Rental or any payment when a person hires a person, that payment comes only at the end. It doesn't come in the beginning. And therefore, the actual payment needs to come in the end. Anything that came earlier is a discount. And in many of the Sfarim is brought down the idea that Schirus Einu Mishtalemes El Basoif refers to also the Schirus that Am Yisrael have in this world. The reason why you don't get Schar on what we do in Olam Hazeh until we reach Olam Haba is because Schirus Einu Mishtalemes El Basoif, the Schirus, the payment, comes only after. The Maharal in Tiferes Yisrael Perek Samech goes on to explain that the word tashlumim, payment, means loshon shalom. When something is nishlam, when something is filled, when something is complete, so then you go and you pay it. And that's why there is no tashlumim on the schar of olam hazeh until this world is finished and a person completed his job. And so brings the Orach Chaim, and it's the Sefer Orach Chaim, which is the drushes of the Orach Chaim. And there it says the same idea. Because schirus ein mishtalemes el basoif, that's why schar mitzvah behai al maleka, we don't have reward in this world, only in the world to come. Now, interesting to point out, the Maharal in Der Chaim, an Ovis, when he speaks about it, he raises a question. He says, if so, why don't you get reward every time a person completes a mitzvah? Or every time he learns a portion of Torah, he should get reward for that. But in Tiferes Yisrael, the Maharal doesn't seem to be bothered by that. And the Maharal seems to be merames. The pshat is because the schirus is now finished until a person finishes his entire job in this world. And this is what the Shem Yishmuel in Pashas Pinchas Tafeshayin Hei says. He brings the same idea, the schirus Shem Yishmuel El Basoif, and he says, what is the job? A job is to be the entire life and to be working in Avodas Hashem in this work, in this world. When a person completed that, a person finished the entire job he's supposed to do, so then he gets the word Lo'ilam Abo. Adds Hashem Yishmuel 2 points on that. Point number one, he says, that's the reason the Rishoyim, they get the schar in this world. Because Rishoyim don't do their job their entire life. They just do a little bit here, a little bit there. They do a few minutes over there, and then they're done. Then a year later, they can do a little bit more. So therefore, they get the reward every time they do a mitzvah, because whenever they complete, they get the reward. That is the tashlum, that's the hashlomo that they reach to. And the second Nekuda Shem Yishmuel says, is that explains the idea of Pinchas. That Pinchas, it says, that he got rewarded in this world. Shmuel gave him the schar in this world. So says the Shem Yishmuel, why? Because it says that when Pinchas did what he did and killed Zimri, so then his neshama left him and came back in. Meaning, in a sense, Pinchas had a ptir. He ended his job in this world. And now he's starting a new tafkid. The tafkid of Pinchas, the new Pinchas, who's a Kohen, who's going to be Eliyahu HaNavi, it starts again. So therefore, he's getting rewarded. Because a person always gets rewarded when he finished and completed his job in this world. And Pinchas, in a sense, did that. And the new life that he has is something new. Therefore, he gets rewarded for his previous life. Anyone who wants to join the Shomach Shava email list or WhatsApp group, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.